Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, trying to be nice, mundane letters, and getting married in space. All coming up right after this.
I'm so tired. I gotta get some sleep. Oh.
You know she was married 3 times before, and I'm proud to be husband number 4.
God, this is my worst nightmare. This cannot be happening. Did I get drunk in Vegas?
I played bass guitar in a rock and roll band. Last year I only cleared about $7,000. I sit on the couch and watch porn all day. And Christy cooks my dinner wearing lingerie. I use her credit card at the liquor store. Man, it's good to be husband number 4. Insurance too.
Well, at least I get to come.
Husband number 4. I'm the luckiest man alive. You know I've got it made. At least until she meets husband number 5.
Can we get a credit card with my name on it?
You get a real job, honey.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Costa.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
What is up, big dog?
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chick. Doing a great job this morning.
Classic.
Wouldn't that be great?
See?
Okay. Yeah.
When you make a show out of being nice, I hate that so much.
I'm so sorry. How about this? How about a nice letter?
All right.
Yeah, this is a really sweet
one. How about Z?
That is a nice letter,
isn't it? Nice letter.
Some places they say Z.
What is that? Sesame Street?
Check, you take a Z.
Z's are really hard to write in cursive.
You take that Z, capitals. You turn it about 90 degrees. That's an N, my friend.
That's right.
Check that out.
New Balance, it used to be Z shoes.
You can turn any Z word into an N word. Tom, what do you have?
Everybody was having fun.
This is why I blame you. I was going to try. I can't even read this letter now.
Turns out. Your eye roll was perfectly timed.
Okay.
No, I'll think more before I talk.
No, see, I can't do that. That's the problem. I can't multitask. Thinking and talking, I can't do them together.
Well, what was the letter? You can tell it.
It's a sweet letter.
That's why we want to hear. We need to hear.
This is from Shane. He goes, for the past 16
Shane!
Years.
Shane.
I shouldn't have read the name.
Shane of fools.
Sorry, Shane. For the past 16 years, our daily routine while getting ready for school has included the Bob and Tom Show. Today, my youngest daughter, Jillian, is heading off for her last day of high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the shows. You brought humor to us each morning. I can't think of a better way to start the day. Well, thank you, Shane.
And
good luck, Jillian.
That's so Shane.
Going out there.
That's so Shane.
Classic Shane.
Classic. That's so Shane. Papa think this letter's about you.
Shane. You're so Shane.
I would think you'd go, ba-da-da-pop. So Shane.
Ain't that a shame?
We could do this all day. Sorry, Shane. But thanks for the nice note.
Yeah, but we're all smiling and giggling, so it was a good day.
And all because of Shane and Jillian.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
No, last day of high school is so much fun.
Do you remember your last day of high school?
Yes, I was just being a little jerk. I was leaving every class early. I didn't care about anything. I was in my car half the day. God, that was a fun day.
That's one of the greatest times of life.
Yeah, yes.
That last month of high school.
And that summer. Boy.
Enjoy it, because it'll never be like that the rest of your life.
And you're hanging out with all the guys.
Worst summer of my life.
We're going to be best friends forever. And then a year and a half later, you've never spoken to them for the rest of your life.
Would you just say it was the worst summer of your life?
Yeah, my parents got divorced right before I graduated.
Hey,
what did you do to cause their divorce?
Pat, this is supposed to be the worst. Remember how
we were telling the truth, Pat.
We were trying to have a really good show.
I know.
Pat, you made it till high school? Mine couldn't last past like four, I think.
is that what we're going to do? Tell divorce stories?
All right. You guys shouldn't be sad that you have divorces in your lives. It made you the people that you are today.
A lot of character, right?
Yeah. And I'd rather be with all of you than with the finest people in the world.
Aw, thank you.
Is that the same gentleman who orders cereal?
Right.
I just spent a lovely weekend with my ex-husband. It was very nice.
We're getting requests on email for my fat ass. Is that what they're calling this guy here?
Is that the sequel to My Left Foot?
Mr. Fat Ass.
Sir, I apologize. We are out of the clam strips. I know you ordered all you can eat.
Oh, you can eat clam strips. You better go down to the store.
I got it. That's illegal.
I got another letter.
Can I eat it?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
This comes to us from Carlo.
Hi, Carlo.
Carlo? Nobody's really named Carlo. What movie is he from?
His first name's Monty.
Sorry, Carlo. He goes, I am going to a concert tonight.
Good for you, Carlo.
What if that was it?
All right. Thanks, Carlo.
We're just reading anything sent to us now, aren't we?
Carlo's going to a concert, everybody.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy it.
Make it a good Wednesday. You have unknowingly opened up the floodgates. Everybody email us something and the most boring thing you can think.
Well, it's exciting when you hear what it is.
All right. What is it?
He is going to a concert at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center.
Oh, beautiful place.
In South Carolina.
Yes.
And do you know who's in concert tonight?
No, who?
Tom Jones.
Oh, yeah.
So he has a special request.
I hate you, Carlo. If
we granny panties, throw him on the stage.
We were having such a good time.
What's new? Pussy.
Sorry, Carlo.
I've got to get
that on CD.
Try it again, Tom. Try it again.
We do have it on CD, remember?
I can't seem to find it.
Maybe it's under the turntable.
That's because our producer threw it away.
And his last album came out like a year or two ago. It was weird and interesting.
That's funny because
I gave it a listen.
Actually did see Tom Jones live with Eddie in Vegas.
And there's a great video of him with Jeff Beck. It's really cool stuff. So.
Josh, what were you doing on the day that you decided to listen to a Tom Jones album released in 2021?
We talked about it on the show, and I think I was traveling that day.
Got it.
And I was like, let's put this on.
Little car ride fun?
Yeah.
I'll put this on.
Yeah, sometimes I
don't listen to books,
remember?
So I might as well listen
to
music.
We were going to be nice to each other, chick.
I'm sorry. That can't happen.
Yeah, screw that.
Why don't we... I'll tell you what. Why don't we go back to a news story, and I promise, nothing mean.
All right. So you want to go back to one. Which one?
Yeah. No, back to the news desk, excuse me. Christina.
A recent survey finds 2/3 of the people out there think spontaneous vacations are better than planned ones.
Hate.
Oh, I love spontaneous.
66% of people are idiots. That's what I say.
The poll conducted on behalf of Motel 6 found that 67% of people enjoy trips more if they happen on a whim.
That's right.
73% of respondents would be willing to take a trip to a surprise destination. I love surprise.
You know, it's the
trips.
Same thing with radio shows. If it's spontaneous, it's really fun.
Yeah.
If you beat the spontaneity out of it until everyone's unconscious.
So you would like if someone handed you, walked up to you right now and said, hey, we're going to go somewhere. Pack light. You'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine with
it. Fun.
Do I get a... I want the flight to be under 5 hours, and I want no layovers. Can I pick that? Is that part of it?
No, that's not part of the deal.
No, that's a preparation you're making.
Yeah, you just have to go with the flow, dude.
I don't want to end up in one of those bad Eastern European countries. I don't know what they're doing over there. It doesn't seem like a lot of fun to me.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to plan you a wonderful vacation.
She wants you to get taken. I can't believe this.
You think my dad's going to save me like Liam Neeson? No way. He'll go, I have a very particular set of skills, and you can hear him on the radio Monday morning. Keep him.
So if you got home from work today,
I have a very particular
let's pretend it's a Friday.
Right.
And Kelly had the car packed and the girls in the car and said, I packed your duffel bag. We're going on a surprise weekend getaway.
He'd go, okay, I'll be right out. And he'd go in and hang himself.
You wouldn't enjoy that?
I don't dislike spontaneity.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
No, as long as I get to plan it. Same with babies. That's my philosophy. Wait a minute.
Oh, you don't want a surprise baby? You want to plan that out, too?
Oh, I love surprise babies.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like 4 through 7 are probably pretty loose.
I know a girl who loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. She's beautiful.
Wow, I thought that was going to be a joke.
Just a little train for that ass.
A little train.
Oh, I hate that guy who sings.
Well, you should meet Virginia.
Okay, here are the emails. This is from Aaron.
Aaron?
Hello, Windbags. Christy Lee. I'm going to work.
Okay. Hey, chick, says Patrick. I just put my shoes on.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Jeff's also going to work.
All right.
Okay. This is from Joe Beth. I love beans. There you go.
Here comes Nick. He says, I'm laying mulch at a house that was built, but not by me.
Huh. Hey, guys. Right. This is from Courtney. Hey, guys. I'm at work till 5.
That's cool. Courtney. Thank you.
Can I play too?
Yeah.
I already finished my word game and my puzzle at work this morning.
All right.
Willie's in.
This is from Ramon. I just scratched my ass. Felt pretty good.
Oh, how about that?
There you go.
Give it a sniff. Give those fingers a whiff.
That's Ramon from Orlando.
Thank you, Ramon.
Writes a lot. I like
Orlando.
Well, you got Wordle in how many?
2.
Don't tell me.
Big day for me.
I haven't started it yet.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah, but you cheat, don't you?
I don't cheat. I have a system.
Word? Today's word surprisingly filthy. Wasn't it offensive?
Have you ever gotten Wordle in 1?
I have not.
Some friend of Dean's, I think, did once.
I got it in 0 once.
You did?
Really?
That's right.
What does that mean?
I just typed in a word and I won.
Really?
Well, that's 1.
That's 1.
What? Did they give you 1 letter? I've never played it.
No. Could you just continue scratching your ass and move on?
Space travel.
See,
okay.
Those letters aren't as exciting as the one that we got about the Tom Jones concert.
Oh,
I disagree. Laying mulch? Come on, man.
Yeah, he's scratching his ass. Come on.
Speaking of
scratches. You have one of those things where it like throws the mulch. It's like a big truck and it's plugged in and then you kind of have this big tube and you throw it around.
I don't think you do that at
working like a man.
House. Mm. That would be like a industrial thing, right? Mm. You'd have mulch everywhere.
Don't listen to Christy. She's mad at you. She wants you to be taken this morning.
That's right.
All right, so what was the percentage of people that like spontaneous vacations?
67, 2/3.
Got to be higher.
67% of the people enjoy trips more if they happen on a whim.
I'd rather know where I was going, honestly.
Yeah. I'd like, if like finding out I'm going on a trip on Wednesday, on Friday, enough time to pack, enough time to get everything together. That's nice. Knowing where I'm going, that's nice, but...
Okay.
I don't want to just get in a plane and then end up in El Paso. Like, I don't want to, you know, well, what I'm saying?
We were talking about bucket list items, and I have come up with one. I'd love to just get in the car and drive, like, Route 66.
We would love for that, too.
Just.
Yeah. And by all means, take your time. Don't rush.
And okay. Don't take a phone.
Enjoy.
Walk.
Enjoy.
Walk.
Don't take a phone.
Walk to El
Paso.
Better yet,
walk. Get to know the earth.
No, that would, yes.
Never
but you'd
mind.
Be surprised. Route 66 takes a very long time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've okay.
But you'll do it, Christy. You'll do it.
No, I'm not talking anymore. I'll read what I'm given. A space travel company says they're already receiving requests from folks who want to become the first couple to be married in space. The company Space Perspectives offers what it calls the world's first eco-friendly passenger flight to
which
the edge of Earth's...
Eco?
I don't know. That's why I said both. Edge of Earth's atmosphere.
It's choose your own adventure, Christy.
It's
I love
eco.
This.
I thought you were going to the Route 66 or something.
With flights powered by a space balloon full of hydrogen, the floating lounge called the Neptune Capsule features floor-to-ceiling windows on all sides. Co-founder Jane Pointer told the Cool Down... We've already had people waiting to be the first, or wanting rather, to be the first marriage in space, so we'll see who is the first. Space Perspectives have sold over 1,200 tickets so far at the price of $125,000 per seat.
Wow.
I wonder how soon they're going to go bankrupt. Well, sorry, folks. We got your money. We'll see you.
Plans on launching its first passenger flights in late 2024. Talk about your destination wedding.
Is this on your bucket list?
No. God, no.
So this is just a giant balloon.
Yeah, that holds up to 8 passengers. 6-hour journey to the edge of space and back.
So you don't find this fascinating?
No, I think it's dumb. I wouldn't want to do that.
No?
It's a hydrogen balloon? Isn't that what blew up the, whatchamacallit, the Hindenburg?
Well,
I thought they stopped using hydrogen.
Yeah, I think it's probably safe. I think you're misunderstanding
the
word
hydrogen.
Well, I'll tell
you what, I tried making t-shirts that said hydrogen laws suck, and nobody bought them.
Well, that's...
Technology's changed a lot since the Hindenburg.
Okay, would you get on board one of these things if it was a wedding and you were like the best man and they bought the tickets? Would you go up into space in this balloon?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
No kidding.
What? Why wouldn't you?
A balloon?
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity like that? They're paying?
If they're paying, but I'm not... Don't ask me to come to your wedding if it's $125,000.
No, but would you get on a balloon that would take you... I guess it's high enough to see the curvature of the Earth, but you don't really go. You don't get free floating or anything.
I would do it.
You don't have to wear oxygen, right?
I wouldn't do it.
Where do these take off from? Houston, Florida? Is this a? Do you have to go to one place for this to work?
I would think.
I don't know where that. It doesn't say that here. That's.
I think it would have to take off from the top of a building, kind of give it a head start, right?
And doesn't it just
guess? Yeah.
Doesn't it? It doesn't have any propulsion, right?
Oh,
so it just lands where it lands, right?
No.
Oh, that's exciting.
It has to have some kind of maneuverability.
They take a
Chinese balloon that was spying on us. It could move around.
Oh, really?
They take a box. They take a box fan up there and hold it over the side. Which direction they want to go?
Discover Space Perspective, a new era of space flight.
On the wedding night, does the guy get access to Uranus?
Oh, this is a cool thing.
Keeping the space theme. Thank you for appreciating the 10,000th Uranus joke on this show.
This thing looks awesome.
It looks really awesome,
and now I want to do it.
Man.
Did you say it was six hours?
6 hours up and back.
Oh, yeah. Up and back.
How big's the basket?
It's pretty big. I don't know if you can get a perspective.
Yeah. It's really cool. I'm doing it.
It looks like...
looks like a giant orb.
Send me to space, Tom.
It looks like it's about the size of a... it's the size of kind of a small room, like 20 feet in diameter, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Christy,
sure,
about...
Sure.
Yeah, probably.
Drowns are globular.
You can see there's a guy standing
there.
Wow.
It's a sphere, so that's handy. So when it plummets to Earth, it'll be spinning. So you don't know if you're going to hit head or ass first. That's kind of a comfort.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.